Dans le cadre des textes favoris des invités de l'Institut des études anciennes et médiévales, voici Madame Eshpal Ratzen de l'Université de Tel Aviv.
My chosen passage is Moses' death at the end of the Pentateuch. It is divided between the end of chapter 32 and the short chapter 34. And in between comes Moses' blessing to the people of Israel. Let me first quote it and then explain my choice. On the same day, the Lord told Moses, "Go up into the Avarim range to Mount Nebo in Moab, across from Jericho, and view Canaan, the land I am giving the Israelites as their own possession. There, on the mountain that you have climbed, you will die and be gathered to your people, just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. This is because both of you broke faith with me in the presence of the Israelites at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Tzin, and because you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites. Therefore, you will see the land only from a distance. You will not enter the land I am giving to the people of Israel." The beginning is too harsh. After 4 years of loyal service that Moses did not even want in the first place, all that God has to tell him is that his death is the punishment for one minor slip that happened only once. Nevertheless, as a message for the readers, I think it is a very important message. No one is beyond sin, not even Moses. Even the great prophet Moses, who was the only one to see the back of God, is not perfect. Even he can occasionally be mistaken. At times when people look up to their leaders with no sense of criticism, we learn that everyone can and should be criticized. The last chapter of Moses' death goes like this. "Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, 'This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I said, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it.'" I think that these verses are much more compassionate. They have empathy to Moses' tragedy, only seeing the land but not being able to enter it. This story became a symbol of missed opportunities. One of the first female poets in modern Hebrew, Rachel the poetess, in a poem she wrote close to her early death, used the name of the mountain where Moses was buried, Mount Nebo, as an imagery for her failure to achieve all that she hoped for. The chapter continues. "And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Bet Peor. But to this day, no one knows where his grave is. No one is beyond replace. Even the great leader Moses can be substituted by his pupil Joshua. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel." These last verses seem like a contradiction to the previous ones, but I see them as a balance. It is important to know the limits of human power, but it is also important to be grateful. And these verses have just the right amount of pathos required to end such an influential book as the Pentateuch and such a wonderful character as Moses.
C'était Madame Eshpal Ratzen de l'Université de Tel Aviv. Merci d'être restée avec nous jusqu'à la fin du balado et soyez à l'affût pour le prochain épisode des textes favoris des invités de l'Institut des études anciennes et médiévales. À bientôt!